Bob and Ray. I keep forgetting what goes on at 1 o'clock. Yes, it's Matinee with Bob and Ray, with music by Ken Wilson, Eddie Jim Miller at the piano. What do you say? No, Bill Green at the piano. I said something mean about Bill this morning and was promptly called down by Wilson, who happened to be monitoring my show.
Oh, this show, really?
I said that I played an Eddie Miller record, you know, that backroom piano, and I said, if only Bill Green could play like that. And Wilson said he can play rings around this fellow, Miller.
Well, that's about all. Too bad.
Now, if Miller's listening, I don't know just where I stand.
What kind of rings do you play, Bill? Bathtub rings?
You get rings all over that piano.
Everybody, me, for all you scouts listening.
You know what? He's got rings all over that piano I painted for him last couple of months ago.
And what kind of rings are those, Bob?
Well, I don't know, but not the kind he plays.
Bill, that's a swell haircut. You know, you should learn, never fall asleep in a barber's chair. Never. And when the fellow says next, get up and get out of the chair. But anyway, it's the first time I've ever seen your head. It's too bad, isn't it?
Hair grow out again fast.
It's a real shame, honestly. You can get a stocking cap and wear it until the hair grows out.
A Tim's cap.
Something like that. I haven't seen a Tim's cap since last January.
Well, we'll be seeing them all ere long.
I bet we will. We have two commercials today, Bob.
That's too bad.
And before we go any further, I think that we should present another women's type program. This one is where we have a smiling MC, in this case, you.
Yes.
And me.
I like this.
I will be the contestant. And the prize, of course, is $4,000. And the way the contestant wins it is by offering a good reason why they need the $4,000.
Okay, then let's go right out to our Hollywood studio. You have to introduce me as the smiling MC.
Good afternoon, ladies. Everybody sit down now. Grab your chairs and be seated. It's a program called Women Sit Down. And here is your smiling, effervescent MC, the fellow who has more fun with these women, folks. He is behind me, boy. Here he is.
How you doing? Hi, everybody. Hello there, ladies. We're all set here in our audience studio. And thank you, Tommy, for that introduction. It was swell. Well, we are going to have fun here today at Ladies Sit Down. And our first contestant here, right in the front row, is going to tell us her name first.
My name is Mrs. Webler Wordler.
And where are you from, Mrs. Wordler?
Omaha, Nebraska.
How'd you happen to come up to the studio today to see our show?
Well, I wrote the ticket.
Of course, I know you wanted to see me.
Yes, I've listened to the program all the time. I never
was that? I was laughing while you were talking there, Mrs. Wordler.
I was saying how I always listen to your program back home in Omaha.
Oh, that's swell.
And I wouldn't miss it.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love it. It's
and
so funny.
You came all the way out here to see our show.
Well, not exactly. My married daughter lives out here.
Oh, she does.
Yes,
how long have you been here?
I've been out here about 3 weeks now. Uh-huh. I'll be going back home in September.
Oh, well, isn't that...
Roger will be looking for me
there.
He's my husband.
He's your husband,
yes.
I suppose. Well, that's wonderful.
And so will Al.
Yeah.
Al is the dog. That's why they picked me for this program. I have gags.
Oh, I'll say you do, and I'm sure
better than the MC sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get here from Omaha?
I took a train.
You took a train.
And rode out all the way.
You came out by train. I see. What time is it back in Omaha? Are they on the same time as we are here?
No, they're back on mountain time.
I see what you mean. All right.
An hour ahead of us out here on the coast.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, all right. We're all set to play our big ladies sit down game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the prize jackpot consists of
$4,000
today. We've been building it up for several weeks now. And we have our board of judges over here.
Hello, gentlemen.
I wonder if you men would just stand up and take a... And you ladies, too. There are
hello, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen of the judgment. And they are going to judge whether your reason for wanting a $4,000 prize is better than any we've had so far.
All right.
Now, are you ready, Mrs. Wharton?
Yes.
You're not nervous, are you?
No, not a bit, no.
You're not? All right,
no.
This is a bit of a who am I? Wrong program. Now, here's your big prize question, and it's coming right at you right now. I have it right here.
Why do I want the
$4,000? Right here. Why do I want $4,000? Okay, Mrs. Wordler, you have exactly 30 seconds to tell us.
Well, I could use the $4,000 to have a tattoo removed.
I wonder how the judges feel about that. What do you say? The judges have their heads together.
All eyes are glued on them. They look rather peculiar with those eyes glued on them, too. And I think in just a moment they'll
come up. I think he's going to win.
Yes, they are. Wonderful.
She has that tattoo removed. Good luck, and so long until tomorrow at the same time.
And Mrs. Weirdlove, how do you feel now that you've won $4,000?
I'm tickled.
Oh, well, great. We'll be seeing you again tomorrow at Ladies Sit Down. Remember our thought for the day.
Straightest line between two points is, of course, geometric. I thank you.
Now, Ken and Bill with their first offering of the afternoon.
Ken and Bill are two talented musicians.
They play organ and piano. For you, arriving in the mail.
We have a box of chocolates for you.
Cynthia Sweets chocolates.
This is great weather to be receiving chocolates through the mail, too. Oh, boy. Real milky goodness all over your ham.
Caution. Have your spoons ready when these arrive.
Awful good idea, Bob.
And what's our first winning entry for today?
Well, I don't know. This looks too long to me. Send in.
That's a nice letter, though.
What's nice about it? Other than
it says nice things about us, but it also says nice things about Ken and Bill.
Which throws it out. Because if you go ahead and compliment the musicians on this program, you automatically disqualify yourself for participation in prize winning.
And if you're a member of anybody's family, you cannot take part in this. Isn't that what they say in those contests?
No, this is one contest where you can belong to anything. You can even be my brother, and you can enroll in this contest. And if you are my brother, there's a good chance you'll win, too. So this is a different type contest altogether.
So if you're Ray's brother and you're listening, get busy with pencil and paper and write your entry.
And we'll send you some candy right out pronto. That is, they're coming by horse.
You calling me?
Yes, pronto. There's some dirty work at the crossroads. Somebody left their laundry down there.
Me go and straighten things out.
Okay, pronto, I'll wait here and keep you covered.
All right. Up, Sprout. Get him up.
The Indian rolled off into the darkness.
The Redskin.
The Redskin, excuse me. While the cowboys waited at his small camp.
Sitting around by the old campfire.
With his sneakers drying over the fire.
You see, they've been walking through low country all that day. And the sneakers were being dried over a fire, and the boys were singing songs and telling stories.
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 Yes. The accent on the store. Ease.
Well, I didn't know that. Bob, this is Wild West country. This is west of the Pecos, but there ain't no law.
Like Lone Prairie.
I see. Out on the Lone Prairie.
Telling,
how do you say that?
Telling stories.
Well, let me hear you sing Lone Prairie.
How does that
go
sound?
Go right ahead. Here he is.
Oh, bury me not on the Lone Prairie.
Okay, I win. I won that one, I guess. I guess you did, and
you get $4,000.
Thanks. Thank you, Ken. That's our mystery code.
We're giving away money like Maddie. But anyway, the Indian rode off, and then he came back that night later.
Uh-oh, and he had bad news.
I believe he did.
Lone. Is that you, Redskin?
Come
over here by the flashlight.
I don't know what that means, but it's always in script here.
Kimosabe means friend.
Oh.
Now, what were you saying?
In that case, me have to go now. Bye.
Well, come back here. If you go away, Redskin, there won't be no story or nothing.
Me never think of that.
Now, what about this bad man Barton? What's he been up to?
Bad man Barton. Him, heap bad man, Lone.
Did he hold up bank?
I believe he did hold up a bank, yes.
Did he kill anybody, like a 17-year-old boy?
I believe he killed a 17-year-old boy, yes.
See, we haven't killed a 17-year-old boy, so all the high school students will tune in. All right, then let's ride off and get him.
Me think we'd better ride different direction.
Why, are you yellow?
Yes, I'll go away from scene of crime.
Okay, Pronto, take good care of yourself.
Right, I'll meet you at the crossroad.
You're a yellow redskin.
Crossroads.
And so they rode off in different directions.
Open up a little wider, please. I believe this tonsil is infected. Oh, I know why. I have my finger on it.
Later that day, they met at the crossroads, where there was a necktie party under the willow tree.
This necktie party is brought to you by Cardinal Ties, makers of nifty four-in hands and foulards.
Next time you have a necktie party at your house, be sure they're Cardinal.
And incidentally, friends, a foulard with marshmallow fluff cannot be beaten for hot weather desserts. Your family will love them. Even Dad will go for it.
Lone.
Yes, Redskin.
You'll find out anything at Crossroad?
Barton is the man we want. I discovered that. Now we have to round up a posse and pick him up.
Me see him ride off into dusk.
Which way did he go?
Into sunset toward horizon. I think we better go there.
Well, okay, Pronto, if you think that.
Meet you at horizon, Lone.
All right.
In the meantime, au revoir.
Wait a minute. Where did you pick up that...
Hold up there.
Wait a minute. Where'd you get that au revoir?
Me hear someone say it once.
Okay, well, push me up here on the horse, will you, please? Well, come on, get me up. Oh, what's the matter with you, Pronto? You've done this thousands of times before. Can
all
you
right,
get me up now?
One more chance now.
Okay, Pronto.
Well, here we go. I never see cowboy who couldn't get on own horse by himself.
I'm on the other side now. Come around here.
All right, one more try.
Somebody put Vaseline on his horse.
There you are.
Thanks a lot.
Wait, don't ride away now. Lone, how am I going to get up on my horse, Palomino?
How are you going to get up?
I think.
Where'd you get the accent
don't
there?
Palomino. Yes, it's Palomino.
Well, look, incidentally... Before we ride off in opposite direction.
Here, Palomino, have Kleenex.
That's one thing about Pronto, he takes care of his horse.
Me love this horse like brother.
He is
my brother.
The dam is bust. The whole place is blown up on us. Well, we'll look in on these two strange characters.
We certainly will.
All the time.
Hey, wasn't that a tight pitched battle last night between the fat men and the married men out of Fenway Park?
It was a good game. I saw that.
Oh, what a ball game.
Today the wives are playing, I think.
Well, it should be a closer game anyway.
Yeah.
What's that, another prize winning
match? No, but this has a very good suggestion that I think we could work on.
So about our front announcer?
Yes.
Carl D'Souza?
Yes, he's 6 foot... 3 employee of another station here in town.
Of another station with funny letters. Who,
They don't sound anything like WHDH.
No. And,
that makes it easier to recognize.
The story is, he went up to City Hall the other day wearing a pair of shorts. He's trying to popularize shorts up here in this part of the country.
And I, for one, agree with him.
And before you think funny things, these shorts are pretty good. They're styled after the kind that I used to wear when I was with the 14th Hussars in India.
That was in Pune, wasn't it?
Yes, just up above Azar.
I remember those days. We used to ride down to Mandalay in the bay and
grab flying fishes for our breakfast.
Yes, they were playing there.
We would fry flying fishes. Try that one, friends, if you have Lou's Bridgeport.
You had fried flying fishes?
Yes, with hot blueberry pie.
How many would you eat? About five?
Five?
About five fried flying
fishes. Five blueberry fishes.
Yes. You have creamery butter from nearby farms.
Rich buttery cream from nearby farms would spread on these flies.
Right-o, au revoir.
These five flies.
Not my line, au revoir.
Oh, me, sorry.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Meanwhile, Jack Headstrong, Uncle Billy, Aunt Jean, Cousin Agatha, and John are marching through Africa in search of bad man Barton.
Jack, I think we must be approaching Batman Barton's hangout.
Uncle Billy has just told Jack that he's about to join the Marine Corps.
Oh, Jack. You mean you're joining the Marine Corps?
No, you are, Billy.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Quiet,
I've decided to send you off to the States for an education.
That's fine, Jack, but what are you and Uncle Jim going to do?
We'll stay here and track this this man we're after, right to his lair.
What's the plan, Jack? Are we heading out into the thick underbrush and dank vegetation with Bogo, our number one boy, in the lead?
No. Now then, Billy, come back here.
Someone call me.
No, we didn't call you. Now leave, will you?
All right.
Excuse me, would you
Jack,
pass
how
on
do
that
we get a door in the middle of the jungle,
it's getting
Jack.
A little chilly in here.
That's better.
Pass me my smoking pipe now, please.
There you are. Wait till I put it out. There it is.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, would you pass down a toasted marshmallow, please?
Okay, Jack, but this doesn't seem to be getting us anywhere.
It's all right, Uncle Jim. There's no time for anything else. There's only time for one commercial, and I think I ought to read it.
All right.
Because I've been trained in voice.
Have you really?
I'm going to sing it.
Oh, are you?
Sure.
You going to sing this television spot?
Ears up! Here,
you have picked the wrong key, man.
I sing it in flat.
Excuse me.
I mean,
I
just sing it flat.
I need another nickel in my car.
You need another nickel in your car?
In the meter outside my car.
Well, that's differently.
Not the meter inside. Now, what were you going to sing?
Here's a wonderful way to spend a wonderful evening at home. Get out the old cheesy boy.
Radio is wonderful, isn't it? I can talk to him in the control room and get a message to him just like that.
You can really, Bob? You can talk to him without radio, too.
As fast as it takes to say Basil Jelly.
You know, it's a funny thing about radio. People, Basil Jelly.
Yes, he's on that big production show.
Excuse me, it's time for our new program called Basil Jelly, Private Eye.
Well, shouldn't we have the television first?
No!
Get it out of the way.
Which is more important?
Basil Jelly, naturally.
Basil Jelly is sitting at home.
Basil. Gray Homburg pulled down over his fat head.
No, that's another
one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Basil Jelly is at home waiting for something to happen. He knew something would happen ever since somebody brushed against him with a razor blade early that morning.
Boy, I sure wish something would happen, hey.
You are Basil Jelly, Private Eye?
Yeah.
Not with that voice, you're not.
What kind of a voice should I use?
Oh, rich. Rich.
All right,
deep.
You try that music just
you
the last couple
of... You have to be a strong man.
All right.
You have to be...
You are calling for me, Basil Jelly?
Oh, no, Peter. This is Peter Gorey, our news commentator. Peter...
Another man was killed while attempting suicide today.
Just a moment, please. Here is Peter Gorey with a news summary.
I've given you all the news I have.
I didn't hear anything.
If you ask for any more...
Were there any men squashed today?
Three men were squashed yesterday by a steamroller.
Oh.
And on the more cheerful side of the news, only one person was killed in a bath of steaming acid. But I told you all that.
Was there any story about a man smothering in a wall safe, counting?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yes.
Tell me more about it.
Well, he crawled into this wall safe to count his money, and the door slammed shut. And he couldn't get out.
And who did that man turn out to be?
I don't know. Was there somebody?
I thought you might
know. No, Ruby. No, well, now stop that. That was Bill Green, Ruby, who said that. Just remember it.
Well, anyway, about this, so what were you going to do here? Oh, Basil Jelly.
No,
we're in his office now, are we?
Not with a voice like that one, Lot. Let's audition more voices.
All right. Will you step over here, young lady, please? We want to try you out.
Shall I read this line?
Yes, would you please?
I am Basil Jelly, private eye.
I don't think that sounds
right. Anybody who crosses me, boy, better look out. You know what I mean?
That's pretty... What was your name?
I don't want to say.
Will you leave your name of the girl out front, then? We may call you.
We
might call on you. How about this gentleman, this big...
Yes, we can use you in the...
This big, brawny gentleman in the front row.
We can use you, young lady, in the... that flood scene.
Yeah, that would be good.
Where the dam is busted.
Would you read this line, sir, please? Maybe you'll do for the part.
I am a private eye.
Say it with a little more conviction.
I am a private eye, and I'm convicted.
Well, we might be able to work you.
I'm Basil Jelly, private eye.
Well, don't make it a question. Make it a statement. I am Basil Jelly, private eye.
I'm Basil Jelly, private eye.
Excuse me, friends, I just lost my voice.
That's too bad. Gee whiz, when that happens to a radio announcer, what do you do in that case?
I don't know. I take some of this cough medicine, usually. Never happened to you?
Occasionally.
Yeah, I'll take a sip of it. Maybe my voice will come back. It's gone pretty far now.
There, how's that?
Hey, that's wonderful.
Try some of this. May help yours, too.
Okay.
You can... There you go. Now you should sound good.
Yeah. I'll read this commercial right now.
All right. Take a little more of that medicine so it sounds... better even.
Here's a wonderful way to spend a wonderful evening at home. Enjoy an evening of top-flight television entertainment and go over the weekly budget with the missus. Without costs, entirely without obligation. It's easy to arrange. Just call the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer, at Richmond 21750 for your free home trial of sensational Admiral Television.
I'm Basil Jelly, private eye.
No, I don't think you'll deceive
me. All right, then.
You're not strong enough.
No, we can use you somewhere else, though.
Yes, a phone call right now to Richmond 21750. And I've had reports that a lot of people are calling Richmond, Virginia. Now, that's foolish. And it only adds to your telephone bill. And when you call Richmond 21750, you get a lunch card anyway. So it's Boston... Richmond, 21750. You call that number and they will deliver a big, beautiful Admiral television console to your home tonight. Tonight. Or any time you choose. Except, I imagine, if you said bring it around at 3 a.m., they'd kind of laugh at you, wouldn't they?
Probably not tomorrow, either.
They'll hook it up in a jiffy, too. Now, this is no ordinary television console.
Howdy, folks. I'm Basil Jelly, private eye.
Well, Tex, you'll never fit into our picture.
I thought I might get a little extra padding in my parts there.
You have enough in your shoulders to last you for a month. Sit down,
please. Go ahead
and
do a commercial.
Well, speak to Tex. I can't read a commercial with all these interruptions.
Sit down, please.
All right, Bob.
Its pictures are so clear, sharp, steady, and brilliant that you can enjoy them in broad daylight. Now, it's easy to tune Admiral Television. A flip of the dial brings in a new program. Simple? You bet. The incredibly low price of Admiral Television will amaze you.
Hello there. The milkmaids and I, Basil Jelly, would like to solve a crime.
No, you won't do one either. Especially when you hear about the House of Television's liberal long-term credit plan. Your free home trial of Admiral Television is absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Just call Richmond 21750. That number is Richmond 21750. For your free home trial of Admiral Television. Call it now and have television in your home tonight.
I think that's very nice of them to do that, don't you?
It is. It's wonderful, I think. Kind and considerate of people who'd like to have television tonight.
Hello there. I'm Basil Jelly, private eye.
Yeah, well, hello.
You think I might do for the part, maybe?
I think you're the closest to what we want.
Yeah, well, all right.
Dear Bob and Ray, you shouldn't count your chickens before they hatch, because nobody yet has been able to... I don't get it. I can't read it. B.S. something of Essex Street, Malden.
Please make your well-printed ones we can't read.
No, make them real nice so we can read them. Gentlemen, don't catch chickens.
That wins. You don't need to read it.
Well, let's read it.
You start off right.
This is very
that good. Is the key word in all of your entries, incidentally. If you start them off with gentlemen, that gives you 5 points right off the bat.
Don't catch chickens before they hatch because the bridge may be burnt behind you. And I think that's worth something. Is it worth a box of chocolates, though?
That's the question. Throw that up to me, Judge.
Okay, gentlemen, catch.
I think it is worth a box of candy, they say.
We got a card from Bill Tolan in Framingham. And he suggests that we don't count our chickens. Because they might be double yoked. And you'll have twice as many. Well, I don't know about that, Bill. I don't know if we'll send you any candy for that, but you didn't spend much time on it. I can tell you that. And you think we're going to send you candy for just simply scribbling some ink on a piece of paper.
Sure.
You've got another thing coming to you. And it'll be a box of thumbed chocolates. Maybe never had them pound to be a hornet. No. That's pretty funny, Bob, don't you think? From the South Braintree?
I haven't read this one yet. Yes, that's pretty funny.
Well, shall we send them some candy?
Sure, might as well.
Okay, put it over in the candy pile.
But I wish we could find somebody to play this role of Basil Jelly. It is.
Well, we'll have to carry on the auditions over to Monday, I believe, Bob. And
it's a tough casting assignment.
It is. But it's things that we run into on this program all the time. You want to read another commercial?
I thought we might get this one
okay.
You taken care of, because there are some good dogs running tonight.
That's good.
As a matter of fact, there are three contests over the Long Revere course, the 7th, 9th, and 10th races. Top the program for tonight at Wonderland Revere, the home of Greyhound Racing Champions. The field that will go to post in the 9th is one of the greatest ever presented. Here are the entries. Reckless Bonnie, Charlie Chap, Ruling Sultan, Heath Hollenbeck, Refreshing, Alexa, Twilight Harmony, and Air Brakes. Post time for the first race is 7:45.
Excuse me, Bob, did you mention anything about Heath Hollenbeck running tonight?
Yes, he is running in one of the featured races tonight.
Swell.
Revere, of course, is near, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, or from everywhere over wide highways.
What about Aces Boomer? Is he off tonight?
He's got the night off.
Okay.
Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. So I'll go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland and see one of the greatest...
I mean, excuse me, what's so funny, you know what I mean?
Saturday night
what's
racing shows ever present.
What are you giggling at?
I thought of something.
Well, let's share it, Bob.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait until Monday.
That's the trouble with Saturday programs. Everything has to wait until Monday. Mm-hmm. And on the soap operas, of course, we have to wait until Monday from Friday.
On Monday, for instance, you'll hear Bill Green play... He'll play the entire number on Monday. Ken Wilson on Monday will play. Then you'll hear Charlie Burgoyne at the controls turn the microphones on.
He'll also play the trumpet solo for our Wonderland commercial, along with the Chesterfield commercial that we'll welcome back Monday.
Gee, it's a long weekend without that, isn't it?
Oh, that's terrible. I think we ought to put it in right now.
Have you got it? You haven't got it.
Ken knows it. Play it, Ken.
Yeah, we could sing and give him a free
sure.
one. And one of our old standbys.
Chesterfield, la la la.
Tobacco, I mean.
And also on Monday, you'll hear our special.
Happy Cons!
That's Monday. All right, Terry. Terry. That's enough.
When
I just want to give him a little teaser, that's all.
I love you.
That's enough. That's
I don't know
plenty.
That boys alone by Monday.
Okay, that's Monday on Matinee with Bob and Ray.
This friendly old program will be winding its way down.
The relay.
Is that right?
No, but Smith's there.
We'll be out through Radio Land Monday at 1 o'clock with all our guest stars back again.
Well, Bob, you didn't bring me in at all.
Oh, Mary, we forgot all about
well,
you.
Well, I think it's a shame you forgot all
sitting
about
sitting there in
you.
That
door. You like it, Bob?
Wonderful.
It's a lovely hat.
How long have you had that?
I got it this spring.
Did you?
Yeah.
Spring straw.
Well, I hope Shirley Mayfrand is listening. Good luck, Shirley, dear.
When does she take off?
I think she's going to jump in the water either today, tomorrow, or Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's it, weather permitting.
The trainer said everything is all set.
Right, all. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing news on that. Meantime, don't forget that you're tuned to the friendliest old radio station at 850 on your dial.
Friendliest station in the world.
WHTH.
Remember the name of Liddy. happen. Of Lydia Pinkham, whose medicine...